اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Salam alaikum, Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider. How are you?
Fine, sir. How
fine,
are you?
Inshallah.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Ali Nasir, how
are
you?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Fawad Haider?
Fine.
Okay, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for joining us today. In this session, again, we have our brothers from Sevier International School. So we are going to, inshallah, hold another Quranic session for you. So, Fawad, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, today, inshallah, we will be working on verse number 17 of Surah Al-Baqarah and also verse 18. Okay, these two verses, inshallah, we'll be working on today. So, before we start, let's listen to these two verses.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون.
Alhamdulillah, now we will be listening and repeating, okay? I will recite once, then listen and repeat, inshallah. Ready?
Okay. Yes.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا.
مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا
فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم.
فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم.
ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون.
ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون.
صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون.
صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون.
أحسن ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Brothers, suppose for example you are like in a room, okay, or somewhere in a hall, wherever, okay, and you're surrounded by lights, many lights, and the hall is like completely enlightened, okay? It's so much bright, okay? Everywhere, every corner you see, there is a light, there is a lamp, okay? All right? So it's so much light, there is so much light, and also you can see everywhere, okay? Clearly, yes. without any problem. There is even no single like darkness. Okay, everywhere you look, it's obvious. You can see everything. You can see, okay? And you're happy, yes? You can see everything. Suppose once the lights are gone, what happens?
Nothing.
Wouldn't you be scared?
You'll be stunned.
Can you see things?
No.
You even forget where the door is.
Yes.
You even cannot move.
You become blind.
Whenever you want to move, okay, forward, you will think like, oh, I'll fall down. Something will hit me on the head.
Yes.
I'll crush with the wall. So it means that once you lose all the lights, isn't it painful?
Yes.
This is painful.
Yeah.
This is a bad situation, actually. Okay? Once the lights are gone, everyone says, oh, the internet is disconnected, for example. The TV is turned off. You can never see each other. So it's a bad situation. Nobody likes this.
Yes.
So Allah Almighty talks about the hypocrites like this. Allah Almighty says that hypocrites are like those people, okay? Like, for example, they are surrounded by lights, okay? Fully, they are surrounded by lights, okay? But once, okay, all the torches are gone, all the lights are gone, okay? And they are in such a darkness. Look, in such a darkness. Even once Allah Almighty has taken all the guidance from them, all the torches, all the lights from them, they're like this, in such kind of darkness they are.
Yes.
So this is a bad situation. They can never go right, left, forward, backward. Wherever they go, crash to the door. Wherever they go, crash with the wall, yes? Oops. So wherever they go, left, right, forward, backward, they will crash with the wall, or they will fall down. They will not find a way. So like Fawad says, wherever they go, hellfire.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Yes.
So Allah Almighty talks about this. So this is a good example. We have to understand that God Almighty should not let us alone, but let us by our own, okay? It's very much important. So we have a dua says that Allahumma la takilna ila anfusina tarfata aynin abada. Even for the blink of an eye, oh Allah Almighty, do not leave us on our own, okay? If we are like left by our own or on our own, okay, we will go certainly to the wrong path. And it's certainly hellfire.
Yes.
Okay, it's Allah Almighty's blessings. Inshallah, may Allah Almighty bless us all with kindness, with happiness, with prosperity, with guidance. In the next ayah, Allah Almighty says that summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un. They are deaf, dumb, and blind. Okay? And they will not come back. What does it mean? It means they will not be like they will not get their hearing back. They will not get their seeing back, because they are in such a darkness, okay? Allah Almighty says. So, yeah, I really want you to refer to the Tafasir book, okay, for more explanation, inshallah. There are technical terms that you need to understand, all right?
Yes.
So now, let's go word by word and, inshallah, work on the Tajweed rules. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغار حراء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
مثلهم Fawad Haider, the first important point is the pronunciation of the letter.
Tha.
Tha. Mathaluhum. All right?
Yes.
And Alina said the next point. Kamathali alladhi istawqada nara. Kamatha. Again, tha. Al.
Ladhi.
Alladhi. Okay.
Yes.
Ya Ahmad. And also, the pronunciation of the letter. Dhal. The next one. Istawqada. Oh, I said this. I just wanted to ask you, how do you say this word starting with Hamzatul Wasl? If you do not read the preface word, just you start. When you start from a word having Hamzatul Wasl, you have to read Hamzatul Wasl, pronounce Hamzatul Wasl. How do you say this? How do you read this?
The word before it has...
No, the word before, you do not have to read it.
Istawqada.
Why do you put a kasra?
Because we are starting with this letter.
You're starting. Why not fatha? Why not dhamma? Ustawqada, astawqada.
No.
Is better.
Istawqada.
Istawqada, why?
No, because we should see the letter after it. The scene is second. So okay. We leave it.
Yes.
The
third letter.
If
yes.
The letter are fatha or dhamma.
No. Fatha or kasra,
we will
assign the hamzatul wasl with
kasra.
Kasra.
If dhamma, dhamma.
If dhamma, yeah. So whenever you see the third letter, because this is a verb, okay? Verbs yes. are like this. So if you see like the third letter after hamzatul wasl, first letter, the next letter is surely sakin. The third letter, look at the third letter. If it has a fatha or kasra, hamzatul wasl will be assigned with kasra. Istawqada. Ta has fatha. Istawqada. If it has dhamma, u. If it has kasra, again e. Fatha and kasra, e. Dhamma will be assigned with u. That's simple as that. But if you join the previous word, easy.
Nothing.
Skip that.
Yes.
كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا. Tanwin fatha. If you stop here, tanwin fatha will be changed to?
Alif.
Alif mad.
Alif mad.
Alif mad.
Alif mad.
نَارًا. نَارًا.
Raw.
Okay. فَلَمَّا حَرْفُ الْمَدْ أَلِفْ مَدْ أَضَاءَتْ حَمْزَة حَمْزَة and حَرْفُ الْمَدْ in the same word?
No.
Separate words.
Yes.
جَائِز مُنْفَسِلْ
جَائِز مُنْفَسِلْ مَحَشَّلَّهُ فَوَاحِدَ
I got it right.
Yes, you got it right. فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ أَضَاءَ and أَتْ. So we have أَضَاء حَرْفُ الْمَدْ then أَتْ starts with حَمْزَة. Is it jaiz munfasil?
It's wajib muttasil.
Wajib muttasil, why? Ada and at.
They're in the same word.
Ada and at, two words.
It's azaat.
It's one word. Ada'a, ada'at. Ada'a, it means enlightened or lighted a torch, for example.
If it's like that, you can say ma.
So, two words. But أضاءت, yeah, حرف المد and حمزة both are in the same word, so واجب متصل. فلما أضاءت, you can say فلما أضاءت, but you cannot say فلما أضاءت, it's واجب أضاءت. ما حوله ذهب الله حوله after who? There is a baby wow, which means it is
wow.
Wow maddi.
Wow maddi.
Hawlahu. Yeah.
So why they didn't just put a wow?
Because if they put a wow, it becomes another word.
Sir said.
Yeah. It will be part of that word, so it's not part of that word.
Yes.
It is just a long sound. All right?
Yes.
Say it again.
Yes.
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 Okay, nice.
Yes.
He understood it well. That's why he said, yes, that's good. Next one. ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ تَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ تَنْوِنْ كَسْرَ then لام إِدْغَام ظُلُمَاتٍ yeah, you join it. And without one, yes. ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ then يُبْصِرُونَ Al-qala, al-rabba.
Yes.
Yuba. The next word, the next ayah has many rules. Summun, tanwin dhamma. Bukmun, book, starts with ba. Tanwin dhamma, tanwin plus ba.
Iqlab.
Iqlab, mashallah. Summun, like meme sound, half meme. Summun, summun, bukmun. Bukmun, tanwin. Umyun, starts with ayn. Tanwin plus ayn. What rule is applied?
Idgham.
Idhar.
Idhar.
Umyun, then umyun. Tanwin. Fa. Fahum. Umyun, fahum.
Ikhfa.
Tanwin plus fa. Ikhfa. So we have iqlab, idhar, ikhfa. Let's only recite this ayah. It's enough, okay? The important rules. Listen. Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un.
صُمٌ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ
أحسن. Thank you so much. Inshallah, in the next session, we will be working on the next verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Stay with us. Make sure you practice well. And if you had any question, you can ask us, okay? Thank you. Thanks Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah and Fawad Haider for being with us today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن